Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer,
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
The Open Championship this year is being held at Royal Port Rush in Northern Ireland.
Look at that. Good heavens. If you farted on the downswing, you'd fly over the hedge.
This is Dirt and Sprague.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club, the best course in the Northwest for year-round golf. Book your tee time at langdonfarms.com.
Open Championship Week with Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
It's not my fault. Nobody can understand what you're saying.
The Fan.
All right, welcome back in the second hour of a radio program. Boy, the first segment started off with a bang today. If you missed it, you can catch it on the podcast. 1080thefan.com.
Award-winning radio.
The Odyssey app and a replay. That first segment's going to be labeled chaos.
Chaos.
That's all it should be labeled.
One of the best we've ever done.
Put it up for the Marconi. We have a lot to talk about in the second hour of this program. We're going to go to Knoxville, Tennessee.
Knoxville, Tennessee.
We're going to get our Dirty South football on.
This guy better have a southern accent or I'm going to be a little disappointed. If we're talking SEC football, it has to come with an accent. It's like interviewing somebody over the Open Championship, and if you don't have some sort of Irish, Scottish, English accent, I just don't believe you.
Mm. I listened to the person jumping on yesterday, listened to a bit of his show. I don't think there's an accent.
Not an accent, huh? I'm going to be bummed.
So I went to the South and found somebody without an accent.
You found somebody who migrated to the South to talk SEC football?
Much to your chagrin, yes. Also has weird fandom.
Oh.
Like Islanders, Cubs, like... just all over the place.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Knoxville, I could see being that kind of area.
Well, it's open-ended to it, but I want to know like how we got to that fandom and that fandom. What's the tie?
Right.
Anyways, he'll join us at 7:30. Tyler Ivins. We have to start the second hour with a reminder. The Fan Text on 503-864-6326. You can reach us there. Also, thoughts on the YouTube chat. Very welcome as well. YouTube.com/1080AM The Fan. Young Hansen.
Best in the world.
Young Hansen. Oh, my God. He did it.
You buy the jersey yet?
No.
You put it in a frame? Were you putting that bad boy up in Arnie's gym?
Dude, 50% from three.
He's knocking down threes last night.
And I'm telling you straight up, because I text you guys and text some other people, Derek Queen, for like a 4.5-minute stretch, absolutely punked this dude.
He did?
Yeah.
He got buckets on.
There was a level
him.
Of physicality that yep. seemed new to Young.
And
there.
He basically, as Young was going to shoot one of his misses, just turned and said, go ahead, you're going to brick. And he bricked. Like, I'm like, oh no, Derek Queen's in his head.
Yeah.
And he got subbed out. He came back in. Everything was fine.
He started, I think, 1 of 5 or 1 of 6 from the floor, and other than hitting the opening three, but on the first or second possession of the game, whatever it was. So it wasn't a great start for him. Queen cooked him a little bit on the defensive end of the floor, and there was a brief moment of like, uh-oh. I'm not going to lie to you. I went there mentally watching that in the first quarter, thinking to myself, that was a guy who's also a lottery pick, who was debated, should you take him? Is he worth it? Do you want to take a flyer on him? Is he Zach Randolph? What's he going to turn into?
Right.
And it wasn't looking good early. And Young Hansen coming back and bouncing back and ending up having a nice game, doing one of the things that I asked him to do on the show yesterday, let some threes fly, man. Take seven or eight of them. I want to see where your touch is at. He clearly has good touch from the outside.
Yeah, he's a sneaky little shooter.
Like, I nothing really changed for me watching that game last night.
You know, okay, so here's my only thing. I'm with you, because
to me, the strengths are still the strengths and the weaknesses are still the weaknesses, and I think they were both on display again last night.
I think to me, it's not necessarily saying, oh, I discovered something new or different, because I already have largely an opinion. It is that he applied it, and he's kind of been pretty consistent in who he is as a player.
No doubt about that. Like, there's been no big ups or downs. Like, he's had a rough stretch, a la last night in the first quarter, and then bounced back, but there hasn't been necessarily a really bad game. Even his down game in game two wasn't terrible. But I look at him as a guy who is, I think he's a really good offensive player, man. He's an incredible passer. He's got great vision. That was on display again last night. He has the ability, if you leave him open, clearly, to knock down open threes, which is huge for a player at his position, especially the way that he wants to play center. Like, you have to be able to do that if you're going to hang out around the three-point line. The only issues, and I don't know how much these, you know, come to your guys' minds. Defensively, at times, there's things to work on there, as there are for all rookies.
That's going
to
be the worst part of his game for at least the first year and a half of his career.
And then the only other thing that I continue to circle, and I'm just wondering how big of an impact it will have, is he's not grabbing a ton of rebounds. And he's a good.
That was the thing I noticed last night. If you're going to be on the floor for close to 30 minutes,
and you're 7 foot two,
you have to have more than three rebounds.
Can I ask you guys this?
Because he has a total of three offensive rebounds in three games, too.
Yeah, I mean, his rebound totals is three last night. I have seen the counter. Well, I guess a counter. The other thought on that is he's just a box out guy, but he's clearing out, not rebounding. Does that make sense? Like, he's boxing out and he's clearing space.
Jokic averages 10 a game. Jokic.
I'm not, okay. You want every element of him to be Jokic. I get it. You're greedy. I'm not saying that it means that it's okay to have three rebounds at 7-2. I'm just saying, like, it's maybe an explanation of he's boxing out, he's clearing space, but other people are grabbing those rebounds.
I mean, that could be part of it. I think they were out-rebounded as a team, though, so clearly he's boxing out. Maybe other people aren't doing their jobs.
That game got chippy last night.
It did. Yeah. That was actually the biggest highlight of the night. Him clapping in the face. Who got the
Missy.
Tea? Him clapping in his face after that was hilarious.
Who, by the way, had a nice little rookie year for himself in New Orleans, but nobody watched New Orleans.
No.
But that dude, he's kind of a red ass, and got the tee, and Young just kind of like claps back.
Gave you one of these right in the face. That was pretty solid.
I love his competitiveness. I love his personality. His footwork will improve. It's not bad. It'll improve, which will be good.
He did the spin, stripped again.
Yeah.
His footwork is fine.
He's got a circle button. Yeah. That's all he's got right now in his bag.
Yeah,
that'll just be more to film watching, understanding how teams will plan to defend him, what they're going to, because if he gets the ball above his shoulders, then there's like three people in the league that can block it.
Catch his, I think it was like within the first 2 minutes of the game, he got a defensive 3 seconds. And I watched this, too. I'm like,
yeah,
He's used to playing zone, which is how he won Defensive Player of the Year in the Chinese League, is you don't get called for that.
No, you just stand there. He's going to block
and
all your
shots. And he was so confused when they called three in the key on him. Did you see the interaction with the coach, Ronnie Burrell?
I don't know if I saw that, no.
He went to the sideline, and I noticed the translator was, like, jumping out of his seat, yelling at him exactly what the coach is saying.
To get out of the paint.
Hey, you got to move. You can't be planted in there. And then eventually he just shakes his head yes and gives a thumbs up. Like, I get it. Okay?
Fine, I'll move
Shut up.
A little bit.
Leave me alone.
All right, fine.
I'm Jan Hansen.
Fine. It's only three games in. Give me some time here.
But I'll say this. I really enjoyed watching him. Well, they have one more game, right? Don't they?
They have
four?
A game on Thursday, and then they'll have it.
Then it's like
one more
thing
after that. So after the four, then they determine who the four top teams are to play for the title.
Well, I don't know if they're in the top four because there are
two
like,
and one.
But I think there were eight undefeated teams.
Okay.
So we'll see what happens.
If they all play each other. But yeah, they'll have one more game after Thursday.
He's gotten so much buzz outside of even our bubble.
Yeah.
That, like, the national pundits yesterday, I saw it from Nate Duncan, I saw it from Chris Mannix, I saw it from Marcus Spears, just like, hey, this is a real thing. This is fun. Like, this is going to be fun and enjoyable to watch in Portland this year. He's become such a conversation at Summer League. I thought you saw it with Derek Queen. I think Derek Queen knew who he was. Like,
for sure.
You're the guy getting all the buzz and not me, huh?
Yeah, I was drafted higher than you.
And I really enjoy that he's kind of become the storyline, and he's put a little bit of a target on his back for some of the other players. And yeah, sometimes he's getting beat, but he's super uber competitive, and he's got a lot of like FU energy back to these guys.
That's a really nice sign. The competitive fire that clearly is in him is something that you want for a young player who clearly cares and takes it seriously. And I, you know, a couple of the things I mentioned, the 3-point shooting, I want to see him continue to take those on the offensive end. So I was glad that he took 6 of them last night. I believe that's the high so far in 3 games in summer league for him.
Yeah,
from of threes in a game. So I love to see that. And then the other thing we asked for on the show yesterday was, and this is a thing all young bigs are going to struggle with, they're going to commit a lot of fouls. I'll never forget Greg and committing like 13 of them in a summer league game because he like couldn't foul out. He just kept hacking. That's going to be a thing. But he cut down. We asked him to get away from the 6 fouls in a summer league game, and he was down to 4 last night in 27 minutes. And so as long as you're seeing those little progress points, he is clearly becoming one of the bigger talking points out of summer league, not just for Portland, but for the entire NBA. And that's genuinely exciting. And now it's the whole idea of how's it going to fit in a regular season floor. What are the rotation minutes? How many is he going to play? Does he play with Klingon? Like, you kind of fast forward to next year starting, and it gives you something as a fan. When, for me at least, I know I'm maybe on an island a little bit, there hasn't been a lot of those things that's like drawing me in of like, man, I can't wait to watch this. I'm eagerly awaiting something to turn on a Blazer game to see how this turns out. I have that going on now with Young Hansen and the way that he's playing.
Somebody who did grab rebounds last night in a way that you'd look at it and go, hey, I'm really happy about that.
Your guys' boy, Caleb Love.
Yeah, I saw a double-double.
17-12.
Yeah, look at that.
Undersized guard, doesn't play any defense. We definitely need another one of those.
Easy. Competitive spirit, buddy.
That's right.
He's a bucket getter.
6'2" combo guard. We've had so much success with those over the years. Is he a point guard? Is he a shooting guard? I don't know, but we'll take him.
Last one of those that we had, we went to the Western Conference Finals. Yeah. I'd like to be there again.
Yes, of course.
I don't know about you.
Should have never traded CJ. Blazer legend. Keep him and Dame together forever.
You guys are no fun with Caleb Love.
I want nothing to do with Caleb Love.
He's on a two-way contract. He's going to be a Blazer. It's happening.
He's going to be a remix.
Yeah, but, you know, injuries happen.
They do.
Get some Caleb Love minutes.
What minutes are those? Whose minutes is he taking?
Holiday.
Yeah, Drew Holiday, $37 million a year.
He's loading, man.
We're going to sit down our $37 million veteran point guard.
We got a Drew Holiday management Caleb loading system.
You want Caleb Love playing over Scoot Henderson, your third overall pick?
Ah, well,
you want Caleb Love playing over Shaedon Sharpe, your baby Kobe?
Why don't they earn it?
Proclamation.
Why don't you beat him out for it?
Caleb Love had 17 years in college to earn an NBA contract, and he got a two-way deal.
I saw Danny yesterday, and he goes, it's either going to be Scoot or Shea. It starts with Drew. And I just went, oh, it better be Scoot.
Why can't they both start? Why can't we bring Drew off
you
the bench?
You want Drew to be
why?
At the three?
Why not? Don't look at me like I'm crazy. Who cares if he makes $37 million?
Off the bench?
Yes,
oh,
off the bench.
Yeah. Wow.
Why can't we bring him off the bench? What are we doing next year?
Leadership.
What as an organization, what are they going to win next year?
Games.
Sure. Nothing. Their over-under is lower than what their win total was. They traded away 2 of their best players. We're starting Young Hansen probably at center at some point, which I'm all for. It's finally the development year people wanted. Why can't we bring a veteran point guard off the bench?
The Young Hansen fever can just put one all over the place, and you went from excited to angry within the snap of a finger.
And now I'm back to excited because I'm thinking about Young Hansen knocking down threes.
I mean, seriously, though.
He wants to sleep and play video games. That's all I want to do, too, Young.
He's got to be your backup big, doesn't he?
Yes.
What are they doing with Rob Williams?
Trading him immediately.
No, they're not.
Then cut his ass.
Why would you not have traded him by now?
Well, because you can't, because he's got no knees left. Nobody wants him.
But if he's on the roster, he's playing.
Just wait for those rants in October.
Young Hansen.
This guy
6 minutes last night.
Who got NBA Summer League fever. We're winning 37 games this year. We're going nowhere.
That's actually an improvement.
That is.
That's a step in the right direction.
But yes, let's play a aging center who can't stay healthy instead of the 16th overall pick who would get fans excited.
I really would like ESPN to stop bringing Chauncey Billups on during the broadcast and showing us his winning percentage. It's depressing. It's a 3 in that number.
It's not good.
I'm like, no.
His winning percentage in 4 years in Portland is 32%.
Yeah. But they're going the right way.
They are going the right way.
They got Young
because
Hansen
because of Young Hansen. And your guy Ryan Rupert with a nice little night.
I'll tell you right now.
And
you folks
8 turnovers.
China that are tuning into our show now because we talk Young Hansen on this program. We got ourselves something special.
I was kind of bummed yesterday. I asked our video guy, Jake, because whenever we would do Denny Avdia clips last year, or like we wouldn't tell him what to clip, but we would do
Israel would
on.
Tune in.
Dude, Israel numbers would be off the charts. People all over Israel would be tuning in. And now I asked him yesterday, I said, are our Yong Hansen clips going viral in China? He told me that YouTube's banned in China.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Well, but if we put clips on Twitter, is Twitter banned in China?
Because
Holdall's on Red Note. Holdall's tweeting out Chinese now.
Yeah, he said that yesterday. I don't know what that is. Is that like a Chinese? What's
it's
Red
social
Note?
Social media.
Social media in China?
It's Red Note.
Red Note?
Get it?
I got it.
The flag.
I see what you're doing there.
Got me.
Did we need to join Red Note? If Yong Hansen becomes Jokic, do we join Red Note?
If we ever interview Yong Hansen, do we bring up his thoughts on political stuff?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
What do you think about communism, Yong?
No, let's protect the young lad.
The young lad?
The young
yeah,
lad.
Yeah. I want him to be able to go home.
Okay. All right. Just wanted to ask questions. I might have found a Chinese bang.
Oh,
you
no.
know, Breen gives us these bangs.
Yes.
And so, like, if he hits a three in a game, I'm going to be thinking the Mike Breen bang.
Bang!
However, I can speak from experience because I went on a Vietnam trip in 2019.
You did?
And I had an hour and 10-minute conversation with a Russian. And we just talked via Google Translator. And so some of his English was wrong, and some of my Russian was wrong, but we got the gist of what
so
we were saying.
So you said it into your phone, and then it repeated it in Russian, and then he did it in English?
And he would kind of catch a couple words and go, oh!
I know what you're saying there.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then, like, he would say his stuff, and it translated to be weird. Of like, oh! And we did this for an hour. We just drank beer, and we did it for an hour outside of our hotel. I don't know if this translator is wrong. And so I'm kind of scared to play it. Because it's very sensual.
Very what? It's very what?
it might be a different version of bang.
Maybe this is the way they get excited in China over three-pointers.
Well, it certainly gets me excited when I hear Mike Breen say it.
That's what I was doing last night.
All right. Whoa.
Wait, what?
Baby number two?
No. Still holding out.
You want to hear it?
Yeah, let's do it.
Does that mean bang? Is it different variations?
Does anybody
of bang?
Out there speak Chinese?
Is this just straight bang? Like if Breen is on the broadcast and Curry's hit a three?
Do we need to find, like, do they broadcast the NBA finals in China?
Of course they do.
Yeah.
So is there, do they ever?
A billion people over there.
Well, I know. Like, do they have their own broadcasters or do they translate Breen? Like, how does that work?
Well, no, they have their own broadcasters.
They have their own broadcasters.
So they've never experienced a Mike Breen bang.
So I'm assuming they're not stealing Breen's line and saying bang?
No.
Okay.
No.
I was going to say, if they were playing the Breen broadcast, we could find that if they were translating the broadcast, but...
I hope that means bang.
I really do, too.
It's what Google told me.
I mean, Google's never lied to me, so I'm going to go ahead and run with it.
Their AI is all over the place.
I think we should just play that every time we get excited.
Should we be scared locally? Should we be scared? Next on The Fan.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I think it's par for the course today and really sums up this hump day. We had a listener say that that is not bang in Chinese, doesn't know what that is. We should stop playing that.
I think it sounds great.
No, at this point, it's making me uncomfortable.
Why?
And I feel awful for doing
is
that.
Not turning you on over there?
I was trying to do something fun with the show. He hit 50% of his threes, like, you know, Chinese bang. I don't know what. Stop. Can you delete that?
I now know where it is. Don't delete
He's
it.
He's a child.
Don't
you cannot
delete
trust
it.
Him with these
don't
things, Swigart.
Don't delete it.
And also to kind of go par with whatever today's show has become, our guest coming up at the bottom of the hour, I'm trying to push him back just one segment. He's not responding.
So that's cool. We're firing on all cylinders with guests and timing right now.
I also booked a different guest
you
and
did.
Then got the time mixed up with his show time. And now, but he keeps texting me during the show that he wants to come on because he wants to talk about what I sent him. And
Tuscaloosa being central time zone, that's one that I wouldn't have pegged.
You ever have one of those days at work where you're just like, what is this day? Except, like, you're on the air,
yeah.
And other people are learning what your day is.
Exactly. I do that a lot. Like, what you're experiencing right now with your time bookings, I do sometimes going through lights driving. You ever do that? Like, you get through an intersection, you're like, I think that was a green light. I'm pretty sure that was a green light. I was definitely paying attention. But subconsciously, I know that I saw green, but I don't remember vividly seeing the green. I'm still here. I made it through the intersection, but I should be paying more attention right now.
That's not at all what I'm talking about.
That's exactly what you're talking about.
Are you colorblind?
That's exactly what you're talking about.
You don't know if it's red or green?
We're booking wrong time. We book at 8:30. We book at 7:30. We book at 6:30. You booked a guy in the middle of a show.
But me getting a time zone mixed up with a guest is not going to lead to a fatal accident, potentially.
Well, no. The point is, the light is green. You didn't vividly remember that it's green. Your subconscious saw that it was green. You weren't paying that close of attention.
Where are you at when you drive mentally? Are you just like,
I'm all over the board, man. I'm thinking about stuff. I'm ranting about things. I'm yelling at my radio. I'm doing all sorts of stuff while I'm behind the wheel.
I don't know what today is. Should we be concerned? It's so hard to go from what you just did to a serious topic. Was the light green?
I know I'm not the only one that does that. I know that I'm not the only
one. Is
the
dress blue?
Is it blue or is it gold? I don't know.
That camera flashed at me. Sean Eichen, good friend of the program.
Yes.
We haven't had him on for contractual reasons.
No, we can't anymore.
But he's down in Summer League, and Silver did a Board of Governors conversation with the press. And I want to give Eichen the proper credit because he is the one that asked this question. He talked about the Blazers being up for sale. And Adam Silver gave his thoughts on the contingency of the team being sold to stay in Portland specifically, which has been fear-mongering topic for Blazer fan for God knows how long at this point in my life. Here is Adam Silver on the idea of Portland's future with a potential sale looming.
It's the league's preference that that team remain in Portland. We've had great success in Portland over the years. I don't have a specific update on the process, but I know it is underway, and I know there are groups that are actively engaged with the estate and have demonstrated interest in that team. I'd say one of the factors there is the city of Portland likely needs a new arena. So that will be part of the challenge for any new ownership group coming in. But it does certainly be our preference that team remain in Portland.
Yeah.
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 So.
Yeah. I'm not banging that one, I'll tell you that much. That one's not getting a yong bang.
You guys are hitting too much of the panic button.
Too much panic here?
I didn't even say the word panic.
I am a little. I mean, there was a brief moment.
He brought
last
up
night.
The arena unsolicited.
So I think the other part
is known fact. I think,
is it that we need a new arena?
Needing a new arena and renovating a new arena?
Those are two drastically different
very
things.
Different conversations. Well,
isn't the Moda
city.
Center undergoing tens of millions of dollars in renovations for the women's Final Four?
Yes.
Isn't that the whole reason that the WNBA team couldn't play there right away and that was a big hang-up? Like, we're doing a major facelift to that place. And look, I'm not there as often as some people.
Well, they put some of it on hold because the new owner will.
Because we have all this stuff.
Well, sure. But, I mean, eventually, the city owns the arena now.
Correct.
So, the women's Final Four is coming here in 2030.
Yes.
So, we're going to have those done by the time 2030 rolls around.
Yes.
Somebody's footing the bill for that.
Yeah.
It's going to take a year or two for this sale agreement to play out. Look, I'm not at the Moda Center as much as some. I'm not there. I'm actually at the Coliseum probably more than I am at the Moda Center. Oof. Never do I walk around the Moda Center and think, God, we got to tear this thing down. And I'm sure there's people that work there or that go there every night that are like, man, Dirt, you're an idiot. It's crumbling. This is bad. This is bad. This is bad. The other part of this, the backdrop of this, did you see what David Aldridge reported yesterday?
I missed that.
Yeah, I missed that. Sorry.
So David Aldridge came out of the report literally yesterday. This is why my panic alarm went off last night, that the Board of Governors are meeting in Las Vegas, I think today or maybe it was yesterday. Mm-hmm. Expansion was one of the biggest things that they were talking about, which was supposed to happen when? This offseason?
Well,
everybody thought?
A lot of buzz.
Assumed it was happening this offseason. The league's new media rights deal is slowing the momentum to add two new teams, and they don't have consensus support amongst the owners.
I saw that from Furness. He basically was like, if he had universal support for his dreams of expanding that
league, Seattle and Las Vegas, they'd be done.
They would announce this.
They'd be done.
But
and
the
so
fact that they haven't maybe says there's a lot more owners that aren't as willing to expand as you want. Look, I'll say this on the arena because we've talked about that before, and some people agree, and there's people that say, nah, it's old. The people that go to these arenas, because I don't go to enough arenas to really chime in on the topic.
Yeah.
They will tell you that it is pretty dated, and it's very behind a lot
of
venues.
Very behind in terms of the bells and whistles and creature comforts.
The concourse, the setup, the seating.
But like you, I don't think you need to tear it down and build something new. I think you can.
Is there not a way to gut it and just
Well, you can't gut it fully. You kind of have to do gutting in chunks.
Yeah.
Because then you got a season.
You still have to play a season in another.
Are they going to play a season down in Eugene?
Yeah, play the Coliseum. They're redoing the Coliseum right now. Yeah. Bring me back the White Keys and the Coliseum. 10,000 people packing that place.
I mean, it's been fear-mongering for a long time, but there is a little bit of he's bringing this issue up.
Yeah, he was the one that said it's the language that he used. Not, of course, they're staying in Portland. We're not letting a team leave that city. It was our preferences that they stay here, but you need a new arena. And I think the glass half full approach is that they're not going to expand this offseason. Mm. He knows the looming threat of Seattle potentially poaching a team because they want a team. And what does Seattle have now? Seattle has a new arena that's ready to go.
I'll be there in a week.
To use that as leverage for Portland to get a stadium deal done. That, to me, is the glass half full approach. The glass half empty approach is that Adam Silver doesn't have any control of the owners.
Yeah.
They decide ultimately that they don't want to expand. I don't think that will happen. And if that is the case, guess who's got a new arena and a lot of billionaires who want to buy a team and move a team there?
Well, somebody would rather have a team in Seattle than
it's
Portland.
A bigger market. Yeah. It's a newer arena. They have every core sport that you need. That was the part of it for me last night that I don't think it's going to happen. I wouldn't bet that it was going to happen, but that was the first time that my antennas went up and thought that you use the word preference and we need a new arena. Uh-oh.
Let's do this. It's already been weird, so let's just keep being weird. We have a guest coming up here at the bottom, and it's college football, which I'm fine talking about. Let's pause the arena panic. Can we do that?
I'm still panicking.
Yeah.
Well, we'll talk to our guests, and you can panic in the background, and then we can get back into the panic.
I just drove through another intersection, and I don't know if that was a green line or not.
That is the most disturbing thing you've maybe shared on the air.
Listeners are supporting my comments.
That you just zone out and don't know what color the light is?
So it's a whole thing of, you see it, but you're not. It's like in your subconscious. So you clearly know that it's a green light, but you're zoned out to the point where you get through the intersection.
I'll put a poll question
and
up
you're
on
like,
this.
That was definitely a green light, but I don't remember seeing green, but your subconscious saw the green. Does that make sense? You've never driven through an intersection and thought, was that a green light?
No, because if I drive through the intersection, the light's either yellow or green. Occasionally, it's even red because I'm like, I can catch that.
It's yellow, you let it mellow, dude. I'm slowing down at yellow. I'm not going through that.
You're old. That's why. You're an old soul. Let's pause. Tyler Ivins down in Knoxville. He's covering SEC Media Day. Let's talk a little college football, and then we'll get back in. Are you panicked about the arena situation? Importantly, you can chime in on the Fan text line. We'll get back into that. Ticker is next on the Fan.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. and head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents the Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about. And some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker on the Fan is powered by Pelican Brewing. Experience your hops differently with Hard Hops Blackberry. Hop-infused hard seltzers.
All right, Daily Ticker brought to you by Pelican Brewing. Experience your hops differently with Pelican's new Hard Hops Blackberry Seltzer, infused with Strata hops and made with real blackberries. Hard hops are available now at a store near you. Let's talk some SEC Media Day, shall we? That's going on right now. And joining us now is Tyler Ivins from Knoxville, Tennessee, on the Sports Animal. And you can follow him on Twitter, at Tyler Ivins. Tyler, good morning to you. Before we talk SEC football, we do need you to answer a question. Do you ever drive through an intersection and then get through the intersection and think to yourself, damn, I don't remember if that light was green or not?
Daily.
Thank you.
Have you guys been like following along my Instagram and my Twitter? I swear to God, you guys are asking this question because of something I said like 2 days ago.
No, I'm not. I literally just brought this up randomly on the show, and my co-host looked at me like I'm crazy. I'm like, how do you not do, like, you clearly know that it's green, like your subconscious sees it, but you're not like, you're off in your own little world, and you just are like, damn, I probably should have paid more attention to that.
Yeah, joke's on you, because the other day it was like yellowish red, and the 80-year-old woman who hit me with the middle finger when I was merging made it clear that it was red when I went through and I cut her off. So, isn't it funny how stories go full circle, boys? No, absolutely. It happens on an almost daily basis.
Yes. I mean, I don't know if I'm daily, but I'm multiple times a week for sure.
That is amazing.
I'm cooking up my sports takes, man. I'm on my way into work. I'm not paying attention to the lights. You know, I'm arguing with somebody.
Tyler, into the SEC football from light conversation. What's Tennessee been like since that whole weird Nico fiasco, like the fallout from it, and just we're almost at camp, right? SEC Media Day means camp is about to start. Where has the program been since Nico departed?
12 days till they go click clack. It's weird, man. That's a really good question, because here in Knoxville, when we started catching word that Nico could possibly enter the transfer portal at the end of spring, we thought, okay, everybody does this for NIL negotiations. Everybody puts the cards on the table. They shove all in. This still very unique world of NIL that we're still trying to navigate through. When he officially pulled the trigger, immediately the California schools came to mind with him wanting to go back, some of the homecoming fields. Tennessee has been in a very unique situation, because for many of the schools, it was good for you. Yeah, Josh, that's how you stand up to these kids that are demanding millions of dollars. We don't feel sorry for you by any means, but good for you. Thanks for finally drawing a line in the sand. And then for the fan base, it was, so you just traded one quarterback for another. This is exactly what we thought college football would turn into. Joey Aguilar's been on campus now. What's today's date? Were we on the 16th?
16th,
yeah. Aguilar's been with the University of Tennessee now 34 days. Mm-hmm. And I understand with technology, you can FaceTime. I understand you can do video chats with your coaches. We had lunch with Heupel. We were doing a charity event with him. And he mentioned the first 11 days, Joey Aguilar, the transfer from UCLA, the essential swap for Nico Iamaleava, had been spending the evening at the couch, on his couch at the coach's house. So Joey shows up, signs his NIL, I'm not kidding, signs his NIL deal, grabs his knapsack, his comforter and pillow, like when your buddy crashes on the couch, and they've been downstairs just watching film and watching film. So for Tennessee fans, it's, look, it's never a dull moment in Knoxville because something's always going on. But now when you get to SEC Media Days, in particular yesterday, boys, you had all, they shared the podium with three other schools. Auburn, where right now Hugh Freeze would rather golf than meet with five-star prospects. That's going over very well down in Alabama. And then you have Texas and Georgia, who are your two heavyweights to contend for the national championship. And then here's Tennessee. Tennessee, who's usually making headlines, but instead it's quiet. Let's just get our work in. Let's figure things out and get back to Knoxville. So yesterday, as a guy who's been, this is my seventh SEC Media Days, a guy who, before I came back home, I covered the Big Ten and the Big 12. This is 19 Media Days for me in total, and I would say this is the first time in a long time that the program that I was sent there to cover was just kind of head down, ties and top buttons were secured, and let's just get to work and get out of here. Usually there's some, like, there's some sizzle, there's some razzle down. It was very, very just boilerplate yesterday here in Atlanta.
Interesting. We're talking with Tyler Ivins. You can give him a follow on Twitter at Tyler Ivins. Afternoon show there at the Sports Animal in Knoxville as we're talking SEC Media Days in Tennessee. And I think on that note, I would ask, like, and who knows how the season is going to go, will fans be understanding? Like, Heupel's been really good there. He has brought Tennessee back to the forefront, right? Playoff last year, the 11 wins a couple of years ago. Will they be understanding if there is a down year and be a little more forgiving, I guess, you know, against what most SEC fan bases would be if a coach has a down year? And then on top of that, just where do you think they fit in? You mentioned Georgia, Texas kind of being the powers, and then Hugh Freeze playing golf. Where does Tennessee fit into that SEC picture in your mind?
Yeah, those are questions that we've tackled at least once a week on our afternoon drive show, and that question kind of gets reset based on responses to certain questions. To answer your first question, I think right now Tennessee fans would be okay if they reached the win total that Vegas had set. I had Tennessee as a 9-3 program this year. Nico enters the transfer portal. I had him as an 8-4 program, but then I have to remind the listeners, as my co-host and I do on a daily basis, Josh Heupel has exceeded expectations win total-wise the first 4 years he's been in Knoxville. So you're in that 8.5-9 range. Guys, when you guys are counting down getting closer to whatever team you're – you guys are in Portland, so whether it's the Blazers, whether you guys are doing the Ducks, whether you take a peek at the Beavs, in August and July, it's, I think they can win 8-9 games. Or for Dan Lanning's program, it's, hey, they can win 9 or 10 games. When you get to August, September, it's, no, I think they can go 11-1. And then you get the kickoff, and it's national championship or bust. I think what Tennessee fans are telling us as they keep riding that escalator is this. Yeah. How do they get to that win total? And how? And more importantly, let's say Tennessee does finish 8-4 this year. What did that 8-4 look like? If Tennessee goes 8-4, they lose at Florida and at Alabama, where they haven't won since 2003. I was still in high school. But they beat Georgia, but say lose to Vanderbilt. There's going to be some pissed off fans in Knoxville, Tennessee. So it's all how we get there. You know, like prime example, last year with the Oregon game, the Ohio State game, however it played out, you won a great game. Does Will Howard look where the clock is? And then you get the redemption story in the Big Ten title game. Again, gentlemen, it's, to me, I kind of look at football like watching a movie. Was it a good movie? Yeah. Well, how did we get there? How did we find out who the murderer was? How did we find out how it all played out? And they brought the story full circle. For Tennessee fans, it's always just pretty simple. How do you do against the big three? Yeah. Georgia, September, Alabama, October, and this year, Florida in November. If you're a Tennessee fan, as long as you're playing in a decent bowl game post-December, beginning of January, and it looks like your team's heading in the right direction, Tennessee fans can be understanding. Because let's just remind everybody out in the West Coast. When Josh got here 4 years ago, 40 kids were in the transfer portal. There were dark clouds of sanctions still hanging over their head because Jeremy Pruitt was handing cash to kids in Chick-fil-A bags. And the Tennessee program was at the darkest point. I'm 39 years old, boys, and it was in the darkest tenure since I've been alive. And now what has Josh Heupel done? Worked around those recruiting restrictions, worked around those scholarship restrictions, and now he's got the University of Tennessee, as you already mentioned, albeit a poor showing back in the college football playoff picture last year.
Yeah, I know you're against it here because you got to get back to SEC Media Day. Very quickly, though, Tyler, what would the hierarchy be for you going into the season of the SEC? Feinbaum's telling us a quarterback is the greatest in sliced bread. We've never seen the guy really start a full season. Georgia is Georgia. Bama's coming in with a little bit of question marks with DeBoer. How do you do the hierarchy? LSU is a question mark with Kelly. What's the hierarchy in the SEC for Tyler Ivins?
To be the man, you got to beat the man. And last year, Georgia was Carson Beck crumbles to the ground on the turf in Atlanta. He's grabbing his arm. There's no way Gunnar Stockton's going to keep their head above water against Texas. They do just that. Texas has them on the ropes and can't land the knockout punch. And now people are telling us today, not only is Arch Manning the Heisman favorite, I'll believe it when I see it. Not only is Texas a favorite to win the national championship, believe it when I see it. How many years have we heard Texas is back, but they can't finish the job? So everybody wants me to vote Texas, and everybody says, hey, Texas, it's just the Texas world we live in. Kirby's got two rings. Gunnar Stockton looks like that he's got another full deck around him like Stetson Bennett had whenever he was first being introduced to this conference. Until I see somebody knock Georgia off, I'm going to say Georgia, but Texas clearly has arrived with daddy's credit card in the NIL function. I can't imagine. How often did you guys see what Kalen DeBoer did? I mean, come on. This guy, it seemed like he'd go 9 wins, 10 wins. 9 wins, 11 wins. Yeah. So Kalen DeBoer doesn't slip back-to-back years. Mm-hmm. So I fully expect Alabama to have a resurgent year this year. And the team to watch out for, and I'm catching a lot of flack for it, but it just makes too much sense. LSU absolutely just cleaned up in the transfer portal. And Brian Kelly was smart because this guy, not only does he go out to the transfer portal, this wide net like he's fishing, but then after he pays all these kids money, he comes out and makes sure he gets in front of every camera and microphone. And he says, well, we just don't have any NIL money. We're only getting like $8 or $9 million. We can't compete with the rest of these SEC schools. Goes and shakes the pockets of every booster in Baton Rouge and then recoups the money he just spent on 2 5-stars and a couple of 4-stars that can fix that offensive line. As long as Garrett Nussmeier's not throwing broken ducks into triple coverage, LSU's going to compete for the college football playoff this year.
Yeah.
Now, are they like Oregon and some of the other – like, in my opinion right now, boys, we still have the same 5 teams that can win the Natty. You got Bama. You got Georgia. You've got Texas to an extent. I'll put Oregon and Ohio State in that mix. And I know that Michigan fans and Clemson fans will sit there and call for my head. But realistically this year, until we find some idea – and I've got SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey up here trying to tell me, well, I don't know how we're going to move forward post-December 1 with only 12 teams in the college football playoff. It doesn't matter. Only 5 of them can realistically win it until we get some better idea restrictions on how NIL is going to be handled. So everything's just grand here in the SEC. If your name is Texas and Georgia, everybody else, fight for position in the movie theater so your neck's not cramped in the front row.
Great stuff. Tyler Ivins, Sports Animal, Knoxville, Tennessee, at Tyler Ivins on Twitter. Go give him a follow. Have a great time at SEC Media Days. Keep an eye out for those intersections. Make sure the lights are green.
Drive safe,
and
buddy.
Let's do this again soon.
These are life lessons that I will forever, forever have entrenched in my brain, boys. Thank you so much.
There you go. Tyler Ivins from Knoxville at SEC Media Days.
Good.
You have a little surprised at how much of a thing this is?
I'm actually terrified now to go through intersections, not knowing who knows what color the line is.
I mean, we know. We just...
That doesn't sound like you do know.
We know. We just don't know.
He had an 80-year-old woman tell him.
He seems a little bit different than me. He seems to clearly not be paying attention. I don't think I'm running red lights.
He's really thinking about that collective at LSU while he's going through that intersection.
How do I raise a little bit more money? Day of the Ticker brought to you by Pelican Brewing. Experience your hops differently with Pelican's new Hard Hops Blackberry Seltzer infused with Strata hops made with real blackberries. Hard hops are available now at a store near you. Let's get back into the do we need a new arena and is our NBA team leaving the city? That should be fun next on The Fam. Just playing the hits today, baby. We're getting Rickrolled and Nickelback in the same show.
Bangers!
Just banger after banger after banger. I would play the drop, but it's been deleted because your candy ass got scared over there.
I was actually going to play it.
You wanted to play it, didn't you? Put it back on the board! It's not offensive.
We're fine. Well, I just want to know what it really means.
It means bang.
There's
no direct. The people are saying there's no direct translation to bang.
Okay, so just, they made
it's
a sound?
It's just a general sound, you know?
It's a sexual bang. That's a sexual bang.
That's all we're playing today. We're playing those all day today, baby. That's what Nickelback does to you, too.
I did something that was borderline fireable yesterday in the producer studio with Rust.
Yeah.
In front of Jake, and I made Jake so uncomfortable, he just had to leave.
You did, yeah. If we had an HR person, that might have cost you your job yesterday. But thankfully, we don't have one of those right now, so I think you're safe for another week or two.
Didn't say anything.
No.
Just made a gesture.
I scared the living crap out of him the other day. Not
Jake?
On purpose,
yeah.
But he gets in here early a couple days a week to cut up some clips for our show.
Yeah, he's trying. There's only one of them, and, you know.
Yes, there's one Jake.
13 hours from when we, 12 hours and 48 minutes,
yeah.
When we start to when Isaac and Sook sign off.
So he was here early on Monday, and I walk out of the studio to go take a piss during a break, and he's sitting there cutting up stuff at his computer.
Well, you got right to that, didn't you? Just, oh, I went and took a big piss.
Well, that's what I got to do, man. I'm a red-blooded American. I got to go pee, and I'm walking behind him, and I just dropped a, hey, Jake, and he, it's like, are you okay? You scared the hell out of me.
He does come off as
Jake,
like,
buddy,
very,
there's only three of us in the building.
In
who
here.
Do you think else is in here?
He's got his headphones on. He's dialed in. He's focused.
You know what he was in that moment? He was me driving through an intersection.
That's how you react.
I was paying attention. I didn't see you coming that way.
It is.
Try that.
It's terrifying how many yeses are responding to this. And also, we just had a guest who's like, you saw my Instagram the other day, didn't you?
I promise I'd never seen Tyler Ivins on Instagram.
Me either. And either.
Either, either?
Me either.
Me either.
God.
Grammar that one stuff. Goes both ways.
Ah, they, them. Either's a they, them. I like that. It's kind of just startling how many people drive through intersections now, knowing that I know they don't know what color the light is.
We have a lot to get to in the final hour of the show. I didn't get to the motorcycle stuff there. Let's do that to start the final hour. We do have Statter Story coming up. The Open Championship tees off at like 2 o'clock in the morning. Are you excited? A primer for you, including some stats and a Scotty Scheffler quote of what does it all mean, Basil?
I've actually had a lot of... I had this thought during my therapy sessions.
I mean, it's a thing. And it was funny to hear an athlete say it because I think we all deal with it in some way, shape, or form. Loaded final hour. Don't go anywhere. Dirt and on the Fam.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport.
Realtek 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Realtek 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's, it's refreshing!